Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, happy hump day, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. Yep, it's Wednesday, the 17th of August, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at you in about 5 minutes. Might be a little shorter today. Microsoft's about to go a little psychedelic, man, on it, so wow. Yeah, Microsoft will bring holographic mixed reality to every Windows 10 PC. Actually, it's more like Microsoft and Intel. Yeah, they need their help with this. So, how are you going to take advantage of this holographic interface? Well, of course, it'll be a software update, and you're going to have to wait to 2017. Now, as I said, Microsoft and Intel have partnered up together to basically make what they are calling Project Alloy. That's a wireless headset that uses sensors to bring objects into VR from the real world. I'm afraid, though, that's about all we know right now. Microsoft said they'll be outlining more details as this holographic space age LSD trip comes into more focus. Far out, man. Well, we all know we got a big old phone announcement next month, and now I'm actually talking about Google now, not iPhone. Yes, it seems Google's ready to get into the boxing ring with the iPhone 7, or if that's what it's going to be called. There are plans for them to release their own phones next month, but they're not calling them the Nexuses. No. Rumors and reports are saying Google will do something entirely different with their next smartphone, and will actually launch the first ever Google-branded smartphone this year. What we do know is the phones will come in two sizes, a 5-inch and a 5.5-inch. They're also going to be running Android 7.0 Nougat, well, duh, and will be featured in a 32GB and 128GB variants. Now, the bigger question is, will Google outdo the iPhone coming up next month? Well, from what we're hearing of the iPhone, they actually might, because not much has changed with the iPhone. The real battle might actually come in 2017. Staying in the realm of new gadgets that are coming out, Samsung says they will unveil a new smartwatch at the end of this month. Yeah, where'd that come from? Yesterday, Samsung made it official by sending out invites for a press conference during the IFA trade show in Berlin. And of course, with those invites, it all but confirms Samsung will talk about its next smartwatch, the Gear S3. In fact, the invite actually says, talk about three. Original. Not much details are really known about the Gear S3 right now. Of course, we'll find out that in the following days. I'm sure Samsung, all they're thinking about is, I hope this one actually sells. And finally, yep, sorry, little bit of a short BTN news show for you today. TiVo owners. Yeah, I'm talking about the ones that have been dedicated TiVo owners since the beginning. All you Series 1 DVR people out there, this one's for you. You remember when you bought that thing 17 years ago and they said, we promise you lifetime service? Well, apparently, TiVo's lifetime service is actually meant 17 years. Dave Zetas over there at TiVo Corp has let everybody know that the company is notifying owners that as of September 29th, your Series 1 box will no longer be able to create recordings or pull down guide data. In its letter to these customers, it said TiVo is upgrading the data associated with the content from a user's cable package. The original TiVo Series 1 DVR released more than a decade ago will not operate with the current software revisions and will no longer be supported by the TiVo service. I guess there's two ways you can look at this. TiVo, shame on you saying lifetime support. And for TiVo Series 1 users, please, for God's sakes, upgrade. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The British Tech Network website, britishtechnetwork.com, the destination, of course, for all the BTN shows. Get on over there, get subscribed, check out our blog over there as well. So much going on over there at the official website. Also, don't forget to check out the British Tech Network on Facebook at British Tech Network. Like our page over there, too, if you want to. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, the Slack room, I always mention it. You got to get hanging out over there with our lovely community. That's at britishtech.slack.com. Well, you know what's coming, BTN News listeners. Tomorrow's Thursday, and that means I'm sorry, no show again this week. Things will actually probably be a little bit better towards the end of this month, getting a show to you on Thursdays. Very sorry, though. Maybe only a couple more weeks of this, and things should get back to normal with a five-day-a-week show, I promise. So, with that being the fact, I'll get you caught up on the best technology news that'll happen over the next 48 hours. Yeah, we'll have a Friday edition for you for sure. But until then, I don't know about you, you, but I'm going to go dig out my typewriter and write a very angry letter to TiVo about them discontinuing the first box. Shame on you guys. Shame. Oh, and always, thank you very much for listening.